University of Alabama, in August, and he has returned back to school to work on some graduate studies and be certified to teach.
What was his major there?
Art education.
Oh, so you have some of his paintings?
That's one over the mantle there that he has done, that he did when he was in Andalusia at Lurleen B. Wallace Junior College.
That is nice. You've lived in Central your whole life. Have you ever traveled very much?
I've been in all the states around Alabama. I've been to New Orleans, Louisiana. Been to Biloxi, Mississippi, Mobile, Alabama, Montgomery, Alabama, Birmingham, Huntsville, Alabama, Nashville, Tennessee, Columbus, Georgia, Meridian, Mississippi.
Ever been on the coast?
I've been down on the Gulf Shores, Alabama, Panama City, Florida, Fort Walton, Florida, down through the center part of Florida, onto the East Coast, been all the way to Miami, Florida.
Anywhere else you think you'd like to travel?
I'd like to go up in the, around North Carolina, up in the mountains, areas there. Probably Washington, D.C., New York. I always wanted to go to Germany.
Germany, yeah.
And England.
It would be nice to visit there. Okay, I want you to talk now a few minutes about some of the things are around the house. Could you kind of maybe name the rooms of your house and describe maybe the layout of your house?
Well, we have a large house. We have 5 bedrooms, a large living room, dining room, and kitchen, a hallway, and bath. About 50-foot front porch.
Yeah, front porches are maybe my favorite parts of the house.
They're real nice to have if you have shade trees around where they can be shady. The hours is real nice in the morning part of the day. In the afternoon it gets a little warm. I think when the evening sun gets a little further on in the west.
How do you heat your house?
We heat the house now with butane space heaters, other than we have an open fireplace in our living room.
Tell me about how you go about making a fire. I mean, you see, you tell me what you do to make a fire.
Well, we usually have some type of fat wood, kindling, or splinters that we first put on the fire, light it with a match, and then we lay on some smaller pieces of hardwood, oak, ash, poplar, whatever kind of hardwood we have. And then we, as it burns, you can add on larger logs of wood, and if it's oak wood, it usually burns longer and gives out more heat. Pine wood does not, it gives a fast fire, but it does not have as much heating ability, doesn't last as long.
Now, the thing that the smoke goes up through.
We call that a chimney.
Now, what if that were, say, on an industrial plant, a big plant, the glove factories?
I associate that with a smokestack.
Smokestack, really?
Because it's larger.
And what do you call the, say, the open place on the floor there?
The hearth.
In the fireplace, the things that you lay the wood across.
And irons, or dog irons.
Now, your two faces there on what up there?
A mantle.
Any other names you ever heard of that?
Mantle chef, mantle board, fire board.
Do people around here still use the term fire board, is it?
I don't think so. I don't hear it that often.
So maybe that's an older term.
I believe it is.
Okay. Now,